Wait a minute, motherfucker. Where is that? Fuck is this? All right, man. All right. All right. So it's pre-show time here. This is the 15th. And just got back. My last day on set. And meat and ice cream. Isn't that nutritious? It's Halo ice cream. So it's like low-cal. But anyway. So yeah, just got back. So again, we're rolling an encore show because that's just the way it is when you've worked like a 12-hour fucking day, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. And I just got home and now I have to change gears and get a show going here. And just on these kinds of work weeks, this is kind of where we are. But I can tell you, I can't tell you anything about the show that I was on, but I can tell you that we shot it at Universal. And I never worked at Universal. I worked at Sony. Talking about film studios, Sony, which was MGM. I worked there when it was Sony, and I think I worked there when it was MGM. I don't think, maybe just Sony. I worked at Paramount. I worked at Fox. I've worked at Warner Brothers. I've worked at Sunset Gower. But I never worked at Universal, so that was interesting. And driving in, there's two entrances. There's one to the park and to the amusements. And then you go down another block, and there's one to the actual working studio. The street is James Stewart Street. James Stewart Boulevard, something like that. And you go through the gate, and then when you're driving onto the actual premises there of the studio, the working studio, you see streets like Jay Leno Lane. I don't know what else. There was James Stewart and Jay Leno Lane. That was all I saw. But then you... drive up the hill where I was working, you go past these, you know, facades, man, that look like New York City or L.A. or whatever. They have facades of all kinds of official buildings. They have the facades of, looks like New York City streets, you know, and lots of people working there. I'm trying to think, who worked at Universal? There's a big mural when you're driving in, a large Frankenstein mural that one can see. Off the side of the road there, off the side of James Stewart Boulevard. I never thought of James Stewart as being a Universal Studios guy. I thought, why did I always think he was more of a Warner Brothers guy? But what the hell, what do I know? Nonetheless, worked a big, big, long, long day on Monday, and today was really long. And what I was dreading, I have to be honest with you, I love this show. I wish I could tell you more about it. I will eventually, but I loved everybody on the show and I loved working it. But we knocked off Monday night late, and then they said you got an early 6 a.m. call, meaning I had to get to work by 6 the next fucking morning. Now, the law says, the union rule says you can't have less than a 12-hour turnaround, and it wasn't. It was actually, I stopped working at 4, and the call was for 6. So that's more than a 12. I mean, that's well beyond a 12-hour turnaround. That's allowed by the union. However, my drive home is a 2-hour drive. And then when I get home, I've got things that I have to do, like, you know, this, for instance, this podcast. And what happens is, you know, it's way less than a 12-hour turnaround. Last night, the night before, you're hearing this actually as it's being recorded on a Tuesday night. I got maybe 4 hours of sleep. I did not get a lot of sleep. And the great thing is, at lunchtime, I went back to my room, dressing room, and I slept for about 20 minutes, and that's all it took. 20 minutes of good REM sleep, and you can be really refreshed, and I felt phenomenal. So, but God Almighty, I was tired. And I thank Jackie, sweetie, thank you, baby, because when I left there tonight to make my way home, she was on the phone with me the whole way. We were just talking, just chit-chatting, but it's funny how that kind of thing can keep you awake, you know. Because it was, as I got out of Universal, you know, off of Lancashire, got on the freeway, it was fucking red taillights for miles. It was slow and go. It wasn't stop and go. It was slow and go, which I think was a blessing. I mean, the traffic was moving, but it was a lot of damn cars and was not moving very fast. So, that's the story of my day. How was yours? And I got a show lined up for us here. And I have the classic lined up. This is one I know we haven't done. And it's Chris Norton, his adult film last year, he was plugging Limp at the Winter Olympics. starring Tony Tuck and Candy Corn. Also, Jack Armstrong reports on the Super Bowl. Jesus. The Rams and Bengals Super Bowl that the Rams won. So, all right, let's get into this thing, man. Okay.